Moms and dads, boys and girls, welcome back to PK's podcast. And this is day five of our Bible reading as we continue on the on our priority theme in Assembly City. This is 6 days of Bible reading, and I want to congratulate all you guys and girls who've been listening, and trust that you haven't had any problem getting the podcast and listening to the Word of God. I encourage you to go back and read those things again with your mom and dad, but you should be listening to it with them today. And today it's my privilege because I am the special guest. I don't know how I can be a special guest on my own podcast, but I am. And today's reading is called Down But Not Out. And it's found in John 19. And so I'm going to start reading, okay? And you see if you can figure out what it is. Don't forget to wait to the end, listen to it all the way in, and write down the special word. I'll tell it to you in just a little bit. Verse number one says, so then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. That means flogged or whipped him. And the soldiers, having twisted together a crown of thorns, put it on his head and threw a purple cloak around him. And they kept coming to him and saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Good health to you, peace to you, long life to you, King of the Jews. That's what that means. And they struck him with the palms of their hands. Then Pilate went out again and said to them, I see. See, I bring him out to you so that you may know that I find no fault with him. No crime. He has no cause for accusation in him. So Jesus came out wearing the thorny crown and purple cloak. And Pilate said to them, See, here he is. Here's the man. When the chief priest and the attendants, the guards, saw him, they cried out, Crucify him! Crucify him! For I find, and he said, Wait a minute. Pilate said to them, Wait a minute. Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no fault, no crime in him. The Jews answered him. And you know what they said? We have a law, and according to that law, he should die because he has claimed and made himself out to be the Son of God. Verse 8, so when Pilate heard this said, he was more alarmed and awe-stricken and afraid than before. He went into the judgment hall again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? To what world do you belong? That's what he really meant, but Jesus did not answer him. So Pilate said to him, Will you not speak, even to me? Do you not know that I have the power or the authority to release you, or I have the power to crucify you? And Jesus said to him, listen to what he said. He said, You would not have any power or authority whatsoever against me if it not were not given to you from above. For this reason, the sin and guilt of the one who delivers me over to you is greater. Upon this, Pilate wanted to release him, but the Jews kept shrieking, If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Anybody who makes himself out to be a king sets himself up against Caesar, is a rebel against the emperor. And you know, the Romans were in power then, and so that was a bad thing to say. In verse 13, hearing this, Pilate brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement. That's the mosaic pavement, the stone platform. In Hebrew, it's Gabbatha, I believe is the way you say it. Verse 14, now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about the sixth hour, 12 o'clock noon. He said to the Jews, See, here is your king. Oh, but they shouted, Away with him! Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Verse 16, He delivered him over to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus, and they led him away. So he went out bearing his own cross. He went out bearing his own cross to the spot called the place of the skull. In Hebrew, it's called Golgotha. In verse 18, there they crucified him, and with two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. And we know that Jesus died there. He died. We know that he died there on the cross. And I want to skip to another portion of scripture found in Luke 24, verse 1. And it says it like this: but on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb, taking spices which they had made ready to put on his body. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went inside, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Verse 4, and while they were perplexed and wondering about what to do about this, behold, two men in dazzling raiment, in other words, shining clothes, suddenly stood beside them. Man, in verse 5, and as the women were frightened and were bowing their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? In verse 6, it says, he is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be given over to the hands of sinful men? And that means, when it says given over to the hands of sinful men, men whose way, our nature, is to act just the opposite of what God, how God wants us to act, or in opposition to God. And it says, didn't it say he was going to be handed over into the hands of sinful men and be crucified on the third day? He would rise from death, and they remembered his words. Wow, did you know what? They ran back, and guess what? Jesus appeared to more than 500 people. You know what? He was down, but he's not out. And you know what? Today, he's alive. And I hope that you will act and live today like Jesus is alive. He is alive today. Now, you know what? I have a special word for you today, and the special word on day 5 is the. That's what it is. The. The special word is the. As you can see, I think these 6 special words are going to mean something when they're all together. Hey, listen, great job, everybody. I'm glad you listened today. Tell your friends, even friends at school, to listen to this. And we'll see you tomorrow. There's a couple of more days left, or at least a day left. We will see you then, okay? Don't forget to bring those words with you to the kids' church here at Assembly City at Greenville First in Greenville, South Carolina, okay? All right, we'll see you then. Leave me a comment. Thanks for joining PK's podcast today. See you Sunday. PK's podcast.